Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Numbers 1501 to 1598. M.R. Number 1502. Funds Needed for Avondale. Written April 29, 1896, from Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, to the Wessels Brothers. I wish to write you a few lines, asking you to lend me £1,000. At the present time, we are greatly in need of a building for school purposes. On account of the lack of means, we may not be able to carry out the plans designed by Brother Sisley. But if you will lend us the money I ask, we can commence at once to erect a plain, economical building. Without means, however, we can do nothing. We do not ask for this money that we may erect an expensive building, but that we may put up a plain, substantial building, suitable for the country. The brick for this will be made on the ground, and much of the lumber that is used will be sawed on the ground also. In Melbourne, they are about to build their meeting house, so we cannot ask help from them, and it would be a great mistake to stop the work on the school building for a year. The students have been waiting for some time for the school to open, and we are anxious to get the building up that they may attend. I know that the Lord would have the work of building the school commenced without delay. He has means for us somewhere, and I know He would have us arise and build. If you will help us, we will be grateful to Him who has made you stewards of His means. Are you able to loan us £1,000? And can you send it direct to us? It need not pass through the office at Battle Creek, for that would cause delay. If you can send the money, I will give you my note for the same, only asking you to make the interest as low as you can afford. The Lord will bless you if you will give us this help. For no work stands higher in the approbation of heaven than that so dear to the heart of Christ, the work of bringing the youth into the channel of light and winning them to the love of God. We must build a school here, where students may be educated to form characters for eternal life, and where they may receive such an education in the Scriptures that they will go out from the school to educate others. This is the Lord's work, and when we know that we are doing the very work He has specified, we must have faith to believe that He will open the way. I am nearly ready to publish The Life of Christ, and I have several other books to be printed, but we cannot wait for this. The King's business requires haste. The youth in this country are expecting a school, and we do not want them to wait longer. Would you know how you can best please your Savior? It is by putting your money to the exchangers, to be used in the Lord's service and to advance His work. By doing this, you make the very best outlay of the means God has entrusted to you. I have consecrated all I possess to the Lord and have expended means in various lines, helping to sustain camp meetings, and building meeting houses in those places where people have accepted the truth. I find many openings where I can help to save perishing souls. When on earth, our Savior went about doing good. He organized a church, which, though then small, has increased till it spreads over the world. He has sustained the church through all the ages of its history, and He calls upon us to cooperate with Him in His divine work, and to labor with our God-given abilities to save perishing souls. We are glad to be able to report that we have made a trial of our land, and we can testify to the fact that false witness has been born of it. Though it was very late last year when our vegetables were planted, and though we had no rain except a few showers from March to October, yet the yield of squashes, melons, peas, beans, cucumbers, carrots, and tomatoes has been excellent. Our orchards also are doing very well. The coming season, we hope the crops will do much better. Quite a space of land has been cleared, and the vegetables will be planted earlier. Our second crop of peas is now up, and the potatoes we have planted are up and doing well. We are all convinced that this is the place where we should locate. We have been favored in getting this land, but we have other interests here, beside which everything of a temporal character sinks into insignificance. The Lord has precious souls in this place, scattered through the bush, by the lakeside, and in the little farms in the woods. The Lord loves these souls and desires that they shall be saved. We have just closed an institute for Bible workers, which lasted a month. The attendance from the outside has been good, and the people are charmed with the truths they hear. They are starving for the bread of life, and they must be instructed and guided. We have strong hopes that those who are interested will receive the Word of God and be renewed by His Spirit. If they could be planted in the faith, if they could become rooted and grounded in the truth, they would be temples for the Holy Spirit of God.
It pays us to labor for those for whom Christ has died. Our strength and resources can be expended in no better way. If, by the help of the Spirit of God, we can build a structure which will last through the eternal ages, what a work we have done! Cooperating with God in this work, we can think of Christ's words so full of assurance. But I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. God cares for the human souls to whom He gave His only begotten Son, and we must see all men through the eyes of divine compassion. The Institute closed last Thursday, but so great was the interest that we felt that the meetings could not be entirely discontinued. I spoke to the people Sabbath morning, and Elder Starr spoke in the afternoon. The tent was full, and several strangers were present. Meetings were held Sunday afternoon and evening, and so many strangers were present that those who had returned to their homes from the Institute were scarcely missed. The Spirit of the Lord was in our meetings. Two young men who have a farm on the lakeside were present both on Sabbath and Sunday. They are modest and retiring young men. On Sunday afternoon, we asked them home between the afternoon and evening services, and I gave them Patriarchs and Prophets and Steps to Christ. They seem to be much interested. God cares for them, and if we are co-laborers with God, we will not neglect to care for His heritage. Brother and Sister Starr are visiting the interested families. At one place where they had a praying season, the family broke down and cried like children. Brother and Sister Starr will remain in Corinbong for a month, and then will return to Queensland. Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland, May 10th, 1990. Entire letter.